run it before they were thrown, right? With the quarterback. And then is that, so is it even more of an emphasis? You know if you stop the run.
Well, it's an emphasis every week. But different teams do different things to try to attack in the run game. Obviously, you don't want to fight the battle on two fronts, per se. So you don't want a team to be running the football and then play action passing, because that makes it tough on the guys on the back end. And it makes it tough to get a pass rush. So you've got to try to do a great job of neutralizing the effectiveness of the run game, so you can put your defense in a position where we can defend the pass. We can get a pass rush and we can have the guys on the back end better prepared and in better position.
Would you say you came off the field at any one game this year, after the whole game, and said that's what the Giants' defense is? Was there one game?
You know what? I still think we haven't put it all together yet. We haven't put it all together yet, and what better time than to do it now, though? We're trying to constantly improve. We're working together. Obviously there are some mistakes, some miscommunications that we've definitely got to clean up. But you've seen flashes from one group or flashes from another group, but we still haven't put it all together yet. But there's no perfect time in the present to do that.
You sense it's coming, or do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, I think you can kind of get a feel that it's right around the corner. It's right there, but we've got to stop leaning on that potential that we could be and start executing and doing that. We've got to realize the ability that we have as a defense. When we get everybody, when we get the front playing with the second level players and, in the back end, when we get all those guys playing together, get all 11 on the field at the same time playing together, there's potential to do something.
No, numbers don't tell everything. The number 30 is not
It's ugly. It's ugly. I don't like it. I don't think anybody on our side of the ball likes it. But right now there's nothing that we can really do about that. We've just got to go out there and execute and give our team the best opportunity to be successful on Sunday.
You guys haven't had a week coming off a win. Has there been a big change around here in the feeling of during practice at all?
Well, no, I don't want to say it's been a big change in practice, but I think guys are focused on the task at hand. We realize the opportunity that we're faced with. We understand very well the situation that we're in. We understand what football means in December in the National Football League. We're very conscious of that. We understand a team like the Redskins, a division opponent, they've got everything to play for. They want to come in here and they want to get a win. They're going to fight hard. They're going to scrap. They're going to scrape to do that. So we have to be prepared for that intensity. We have to be prepared to meet that challenge.
I assume that given what you guys have been through, there's no need to remind anybody in here that if you don't win this game, then what you did last week doesn't even matter.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you need to remind guys that. I think guys have a good understanding of the position that we're in as a football team.
Chris, after that first Redskins game, you were pretty angry, given that it was a circumstance of 9/11. Also, you did feel that you guys didn't match that intensity from the Redskins.
Well, obviously, it's a division opponent. It's an opportunity to get a division win, which is really like two wins. We didn't take advantage of that opportunity. There's nothing we can do about that one, though.
You think you learned a lesson from that one? You think you can apply that to this week?
Well, obviously, the situation is what it is. It's a challenge that we have to face. It's a division opponent. We have to be prepared for this game. This is a very big game for our football team.
It's strange because so many months later, some of the problems that you had in that game, showed your frustration, are still there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you cleaned up a lot.
Elaborate.
You were upset about the way the defense played, the intensity, things like that, and I think some of those issues.
I don't think intensity is our issue. I don't think intensity has been our issue as of late. I think we have to continue to do a better job of communicating, make sure that we all get on the same page. But I don't think intensity is an issue. I don't think guys. I think when I watch the film, I see guys flying around. I see guys trying to make plays. We're not necessarily putting ourselves in the best position to do that.